Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to Senate Finance. Starting just a few minutes late this morning, it's 25 minutes after 9 a.m., April 1st, 2008, and believe me, capital budget is no joke, even though it's April 1st. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Elton, Senator Thomas, Senator Dyson, myself, Senator Stedman. We've got three bills on the agenda today. We're going to take up amendments and have the will of the committee on Senate Bill 221, the capital budget and supplemental operating. Then we're going to go to House Bill 45, State Veterans Cemetery and Fund, and House Bill 326, Military National Guard fight wildfires. We're going to start today with Senate Bill 221. We've had several hearings on this bill. We've had a couple of CSs, maybe three. We've had two public hearings from around the state, and we are finally concluding our work this morning on that budget, and I have a series of amendments I'm going to make here. And with that, I'd like to have my staff's Mr. Miles Baker come forward. And I'll go ahead and move amendment number one and object for discussion. Mr. Baker, if you could identify yourself and who you represent and briefly explain amendment number one.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. Amendment one, number one is a technical amendment. I've been reviewing the CS yesterday. We realized there were a few items principally relating to effective dates and making sure that in the back of the bill on the effective date section, since there are several things, appropriations in this bill, some of which take effect immediately, others that take effect slow track supplemental things take effect in this fiscal year, and most of the capital items take effect for the next fiscal year. So this amendment makes those corrections in a few of the sections we had left out. It also, on line six of the amendment, there was one item that was a grant to Fire Lake Elementary School that had inadvertently been put in the public safety fire section of the bill, and that moves it to the grant to Muni's section of the bill in section 10.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Baker. I'll go ahead and remove my objection. We have any further objection to adopting amendment number one? Hearing no objection, further objection to amendment number one. Amendment number one is adopted. We'll go on now to amendment number two, and I'll go ahead and move amendment number two and object for discussion. Mr. Baker, could you explain?
Mr. Chairman, amendment number two, there was several amendments here in a row that we'll get to, but in reviewing the bill, doing the final review of the CS yesterday and comparing it to the spreadsheet requests we had in our office for the various legislative requests, there were just some things inadvertently left out, and this particular one would add $1,500 grant to named recipient to the Anchorage Federation of Community Councils, the Mountain View Community Council Spring Cleanup Program.
Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number two. Do we have any further objection to amendment number two? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt amendment number two. We'll go to amendment number three, and I'll move amendment number three and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number three, like the previous amendment, was just an oversight on our part in the office in preparing the final bill. This is a $2,500 named recipient grant to the Anchorage Federation of Community Councils for the Russian Jack Community Patrol. This is a voluntary community patrol, but we do occasionally help them with the cost of buying gas for their personal vehicles and other consumable supplies in order to perform the community policing that they do in the community.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 3. Do we have further objection to amendment number 3? Seeing none, amendment number 3 is adopted. We'll move on now to amendment number 4, and I'll move amendment number 4 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 4 is a $66,300 grant to the Anchorage Alumni Foundation, Kappa Foundation, for their after-school program. This also was a oversight in our office. The legislative office that had requested this item, there was a similar type of after-school program that's offered by another organization, and when it got entered into the system, that request got duplicated. So these are two separate organizations that offer similar programs, and I had deleted one of them thinking that they were duplicated requests, and they're actually separate requests. So this would restore $66,300 for this program.
Okay, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 4. Any further objections to amendment number 4? Seeing no further objections to amendment number 4, amendment number 4 is adopted. We'll move on to amendment number 5. And I'll move amendment number 5. Mr. Baker, and I'll object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, this amendment would add, under the Department of Commerce, a $125,000 general fund grant to World Trade Center Alaska for their international trade program partnership. This is something that we've typically done each year when we have the funds to do it, and had been requested. Had not been included in the original bill.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 5. Any further objection to amendment number 5? Seeing no further objection to amendment number 5, amendment number 5 is adopted. We'll go on to amendment number 6, and I'll move amendment number 6 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 6 would increase the current amount of money that is in the grants to munis to the municipality of Anchorage for the Muldoon Elementary School projectors and laptops replacement project. This also was just a clerical error. The request was for $10,000 for projectors and $40,000 for the computer portion, and so it should have been 40 plus 10 equals 50, and it ended up being 40 plus 1. So it got entered into the bill at $41,000. It should have been $50,000, and this would correct that error.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 6. Do we have further objection to amendment number 6? Seeing none, we have adopted amendment number 6. We'll go on now to amendment number 7, and I'll move amendment number 7 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 7, this is on page 91, line 18, which is the City of Seward dredging cruise ship berthing basins and approaches. This is one of the projects that we are funding out of the commercial passenger vessel tax account, and we had a target within that account that we were trying to spend without overspending that account. And this dredging project is really a $44.5 million project, not the $3.75 that had been in the previous bill. So this amendment would bring them up to the full amount they need to dredge that project to the depth necessary to bring in the larger size cruise ships.
I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 7. Do we have further objection to amendment number 7? Seeing none, Amendment number 7 is adopted. We'll move on to amendment number 8. Mr. Baker, and I'll move amendment number 8 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 8, on page 62, line 6 and 7, you'll see there is a grant to the Department of Environmental Conservation for $135,000, and we had put language in there that was a little confusing. We wanted to clean up the language. The cruise ship head tax initiative that passed several years ago included a new water permitting standard that is extremely stringent, and the department and the industry have been working on how to implement that standard, and it's a difficult process, and there's interest in using this money to do a study this summer that we can, during this season, where we can get back the results by the beginning of next session to see what changes and modifications might be necessary in order to implement the permit the way the voters wanted to, and at the same time allow the industry to operate safely. So this just clarifies what we're looking for exactly in that grant.
Thank you. And I'll remove my objection to amendment number 8. Do we have any further objection to amendment number 8? Seeing no further objection, we have adopted amendment number 8. We'll go on now to amendment number 9. And I'll object to amendment number 9 for discussion. First, I'll move amendment number 9 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 9, on page 103, line 20. As we discussed yesterday when the CS came out, we have included a grant to the Department of Education for distribution to schools as energy relief grant, and the amount in the bill is 22.4, which was based on the projected ADM for 09, and this grant is coming out of 08 surplus funds and is intended to be an immediate energy relief grant, so we wanted to use the current ADM numbers and not next year's ADM numbers. So there's a backup sheet that shows what that number would be. So this amendment reduces the amount from 22.4 to $20.7 million.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Baker. With that, I'll renew my objection to amendment number 9. Do we have further objection to amendment number 9? Seeing none, amendment number 9 is adopted. We'll go on now to amendment number 10, and I'll move amendment number 10 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 10 would add $18 million of Rail Belt Energy funds as a grant to named recipient to Matanuska Electric Association to upgrade transmission lines and extensions in Mat-Su Borough and Eagle River Borough.
Thank you. With that explanation, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 10. Do we have further objections to amendment number 10? Seeing none, adopted amendment number 10. We'll move on to amendment number 11, and I'll move amendment number 11 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 11 would add $164,400 to the Department of Health and Social Services of 09 operating funds to the Community Initiative Matching Grant allocation, which has formerly been referred to as Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'll remove my objection to amendment number 11. Do we have any further objection? Senator Dyson, you object to amendment number 11?
Yes, just for the purpose of an amendment to the amendment. And I would move that on line 5 we change the figure to $250,000.
want to speak to that?
Well, I think it was unfortunate that the funding got dropped, and that I think what we're doing here is keeping the organization alive without giving them the horsepower, manpower to keep doing their job. And it's a growing organization and impact. And the 250, I think, was close to what was in the governor's request and would allow them to have a couple of staff as well as pay the rent.
Do we have any other comments, Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did discuss this item with the administration and asked what number they would support, and this was the number that came forward from OMB.
With that information, Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my amendment and my objection.
Okay. So we're back to the original amendment number 11. Do we have any objection for adoption of amendment number 11? Seeing no further objection to amendment number 11, amendment number 11 is adopted as presented. Amendment number 12, I'll go ahead and move amendment number 12 and object for discussion. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 11 is a legislative reappropriation request that just came in late yesterday after the last CS was drawn up. And we're just adding it to that section of the bill. It would reappropriate the unexpended, unobligated balance of a previous $110,000 grant to the Muni of Anchorage for the Bayshore Greenbelt Trail project, and is moving that money to the Department of Transportation for Mears Middle School Area Pedestrian Safety Project.
Excuse me. With that explanation, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 12. Is there further objection to amendment number 12? Seeing none, amendment number 12 is adopted. We'll go on now to amendment number 13, and I'll move amendment number 13 and object for discussion. Senator Olson, would you like to speak to this amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number 13 has to do with the operating agreements for the Anchorage International Airports. These negotiations have not yet been concluded, and so I look at this as unnecessary and unusual, first of all, because it's not also included in some of the negotiations going on up at the Fairbanks International Airport. And with that, I ask for your support on amendment number 13.
Any other comments? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I'd just like some assurance that the administration's in agreement with this or not, if doesn't object.
Well, we could certainly bring forward the OMB director for her comments if she so chooses.
If you could just nod or shake her head. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Could we have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease.
Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I just want to make sure that everybody is clear that this is a net zero amendment.
Right. So I'll go ahead and remove my objection to adoption of amendment number 13. Do we have any further objection to amendment number 13? Seeing none, amendment number 13 is adopted. Go on now to amendment number 14. I'll move amendment number 14 and object for discussion, Mr. Baker.
Chairman, amendment number 14 is also a late legislative reappropriation that just didn't get in time to make the last CS, and it's technically just a scope expansion, not a reappropriation, just to allow DOT to use a previous $1 million appropriation in Kodiak to the Ozanoff Drive rehab, lighting, and intersection safety project to include Otmeliowai Way rehab as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Baker. With that, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number 14. Do I have any further objection to amendment number 14? Seeing none, we adopted amendment number 14. Move on now to amendment number 15. I'll move amendment number 15 and object for discussion. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. This is a major needed road rehabilitation project in my district. And the community has objected to the length of a traffic separation island. What we've asked is that the design allow for the island to be put in at the design length in the future, but in the meantime, to shortened up to 150 feet from 700 feet. And based on figures I got from the department, the taking out 30,000 should still allow them to easily build what the community wants, and the rest of it can be added in the future.
Okay, with that explanation, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to adoption of amendment number 15. Do we have any further objection to amendment number 15? Seeing none, amendment number 15 is adopted. Go on now to amendment number 16, and I'll move amendment number 16, object for discussion. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment is revenue neutral. Moves $5.1 million from the new health sciences building at UAA to complete the renovation project at the Anderson building. I just note that the Anderson building renovation has been part of the UAF Fisheries Lab building project that was phased over five phases. And this completes the project as phase six rather than funding half this year and then half in a phase seven in the future. It's a 30-year-old building. It suffers numerous code compliance deficiencies. The only way it can be reoccupied is to renovate it. And I would also note that it's been on the six-year plan for the Board of Regents for the last 12 years. And with that, I'd be willing to answer any questions you may have, Mr. Chair.
And I don't think this amendment is going to affect the construction timeline of the UAA building in Anchorage with the deducted. It'll still be able to move forward at a schedule. So the net effect will be zero.
And Mr. Chair, I would just add, as the maker of this amendment, that I'll do whatever I can in the future. I think that we're probably going to know what the complete cost of the UAA building is going to be as they move forward with the project, and I'm committed to making sure that the project is completed.
And fully funded. Nick.
And fully funded.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'll go ahead and move my objection to amendment number 16. Any further objection to amendment number 16? Seeing no further objection to amendment number 16, amendment number 16 is adopted. We'll take a brief at ease. go on and come back. I've got one more amendment to do. But it's not a whopper. Our last amendment was
16.
So amendment number 17, I'll move a conceptual amendment that we have Ledge Finance and Ledge Legal do conforming and technical amendments as needed to bring the bill in compliance with the intent of the committee. Do you have any objection to that amendment? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Senator Hoffman, the will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 221 Finance Version K as amended with individual recommendations.
We have a motion on the table to move CS for Senate Bill 221 Version K with individual recommendations as amended. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee. We are going to change the schedule a little bit. We're running a half hour late, so we're going to take up the bills that were scheduled for today. We're going to take them up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So this will conclude the Finance Senate Finance Committee's formal work today. We'll reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, continue bill work until the end of session. Meeting adjourned.